Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Woo! Welcome to the Bubba Army YouTube channel.
So, anyway, Dan, that being said, I might want to come and see you on Friday.
Okay.
But I have some rules.
Yes, rule for you, Dan.
Yes, Dan.
I'm going to keep you as late
rules.
As you can stay.
No. Here's my rules if I get to come see you this Friday for a little touch-up, my little face touch-up.
Mommy, you writing the rules down?
I'm writing the rules
Please,
down.
Bubba's rules to go see Dan and get free services, okay?
Yeah. That's rule number one, yeah.
No.
Free services.
Yeah. First of all, it's free.
I shall never see a bill.
Yeah. Number two, please don't make it feel awkward when I'm leaving and the girl looks like I'm supposed to stop by and pay her. Can you have a word with her?
Have her look the other way.
Yeah, Dan, I would like your billing girl to look the other way.
Okay.
I will make an announcement that I'm coming through the hallways and she must look away.
Right.
Because she looks at me like I'm like, you know, ready to whip out my credit card or something.
And you just walk out.
Yeah, she's like, thank you, Bub. I'm like, thanks. But there's kind of a little awkward deal. So Dan needs to make sure to tell her people there that I'm not paying.
Okay.
Okay. And then the other one, Dan, is really the only one that matters. And that is, I'd like to be the last person of the day because I know how you get. You start getting behind on the roster. I call it on the locker room. Mm-hmm. You start getting your bullpen starts getting a little bit busy when you start running a little bit behind. And that stresses your girls out because you're in there talking to me and doing stuff for me, and I wasn't on the schedule, so I've now messed up the whole stuff.
No, what you're doing, Bubba, is you're making them all stay late.
No.
It's Friday, and you're making them stay late.
No.
They would stay late anyways if
Dan,
you were
you
in the day.
You must stay on time that day, Danny, so that your girl that's going to help you doesn't have to stay late on a Friday. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And I want to be the last customer of the day. That way I feel like I'm not.
Is it a customer if you don't pay?
I like to be the last procedure.
Charity case.
I like to be the last procedure of the day because then I feel like I'm not taking any procedural or, you know, patient time from the real patients.
I understand.
And I think the girls, and can you have pep talk about them, you know, liking me because I feel like they hate me.
They love you, Bubba.
Okay.
They like you, man. You're so fun when you come into the office.
I know, but, you know, fun.
He's Captain Fun.
And we have like another, you know, 20 minutes on a Friday, we got to stick because, you know, this guy's an
idiot. Dan wants to play radio.
Yeah. So this fat ass comes in here and thinks he can just get what he wants.
Mikey Born Gaming, 5,000 bits.
We usually leave at, 4 o'clock on Friday. Now it's, 4:40 and this fat ass is wanting to get some more fat sucked out of his fat
We're
gorilla
be here
face.
All weekend.
Yeah.
He, like, he needs
by the time
tree
he's
sculpt.
Done.
Yeah. By the time this fat ass is done. I hate him.
He's going to have abs.
We got you, Bubba.
Just so Bubba can have abs. It's just never going to happen.
700 tubes of Botox.
And Dan, I hope you know I'm just being funny. Like I'm very thankful.
I know you are.
And your staff is always so good to me. But I feel like you're over VIPing me. And I feel like, I just kind of don't want to upset the girls and get the office behind. I think that causes issues.
Well, I appreciate you not wanting to like lock it up, but you know, we appreciate you and we're happy to help you.
I think Dan says, okay, let's just move on.
Yeah.
Is everybody ready for Saturday?
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Well, you sounded like you guys are ready.
Yeah, you said we're leaving at 4, right?
4.
Okay. So.
The Clade leaves at 4.
Yep.
The Blitz Secret Service, Romina's letting us borrow it, Escalade leaves at 4.
The Cheerio Express.
The Cheerio Express. We had the Screenshot Express last year. It's the Cheerio Express this year.
Yep.
It's coming with a catch.
How's her?
What?
Okay.
Late negotiations, ladies and gentlemen. Romina brought her representative.
Nervous. Yeah. She's got a little bit of a sore spot about that canopy.
What canopy?
Can it be that Blitz and Lemmy were going to help me build?
What do you mean? I don't understand. I'm not familiar with some type of canopy deal. I got Big Red on a huge project now.
That's a while ago.
And it's still just sitting there in those five boxes. And so
what's a canopy?
Like a pool canopy, like a gazebo.
Dan said he's got a canopy. Actually, he went and bought a house.
Yeah.
It's got like shingles and all this other stuff.
The instructions has you got to wear a hard hat while you put it up.
Now, hold on. So, Dan, you bought like one of the, like it's a table. It's got like an umbrella.
No. He bought a house.
Can somebody send me what Dan may have potentially bought?
I'm not even sure if I can find it.
I know.
It's big and it's solid and it does have shingles.
It's a big gazebo, but it's like
I understand. Like one of those really elaborate open air gazebos.
A crazy elaborate one, yes.
Yeah, that's all made out of like not wood, but made out of like
metal and shingles, and it's got siding and
this might be it.
Or so, something like it.
So, yeah. So I'm assuming that
we're probably not even close to it.
Oh my God!
Yeah, it's something like that.
It's even more elaborate than that. Yeah.
And
it's
so
more elaborate
with the double tiered roof.
Yes.
And, yeah, oh my yards. God!
Curtains.
Oh my God! What did this thing cost? $2,200.
It was
probably more.
His was way more than that.
All right. So you're going to put this out by your pool, I'm assuming.
Yes.
In a particular area that you know exactly where you want it.
Yes.
Bubba, by the way, when we first knew about this like, a couple months ago, the one link I just sent you was what Blitz and I thought it was going to be.
Well, because he had.
I was going to build that.
It was going to be like this.
That's what he had.
Yeah.
All right. So this is what he had,
right.
But he wants that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got this, and you thought that maybe he was just getting another one of these,
yes.
Right? Really, it's that.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
And so you guys said, yeah, we'll get it whipped up for you, Danny, no problem.
Yeah.
And it's not been,
crickets.
It hasn't been whipped up.
Crickets.
So how did you?
Up until like 2 weeks ago, it was also 9,000 degrees out.
Hold on. Did she say something like, oh, Donnie, Donnie, of course you can drive the Escalade. At the end of the day, I can never say no to nothing. I have no say-so around here. But, Donnie, if I may say, Donnie, where are these guys with the comes to the canopy thing? I wanted to go outside about 50 times when you let me to go underneath the canopy, and there's no canopy, Donnie. It's in these five boxes, Donnie.
It didn't go at all like that.
Mm.
No, it was like, you know, you do anything, Bubba.
Even worse.
You do anything, Bubba. And I've been asking for this gazebo for 2 months, and you can't get it built.
Okay, hold on. How about this? How about I get the Get Fresh crew to go over there and get this thing whipped up soon? And you know, you can say, you know what? As soon as Bubba found out that there was a little bit of an issue, he dispatched his boys and got it done. Bam, how about it, bitch?
That would help. I also, Bubba, and I'll pay, I need a drywall guy.
From punching holes?
From punching holes. We had some water damage, and I've had three drywall guys flake out on us.
I got you one.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
A real drywall.
Yeah, he's a Bubba Army guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
So he'll give him a good deal. Dan's not looking for anything for free. I mean,
no.
Right? No, Dan, you're looking.
No,
you're
I'll
just
pay.
Looking for a good craftsman to do a good
job.
But
let me remember, he wants straight walls, though.
Yeah, no, this guy's good.
Oh, okay, good.
Now, can I help you with your bathroom?
No, hold on.
Okay, good, but he might be all right.
Yeah,
Big Red and Travis and Iggy are kind of the three guys on the Bubba Army Get Fresh crew. The Nashes are electricians. I don't know that this really.
No.
Dan, does this come complete with a fireplace, too?
No.
It's just a structure.
Yeah.
Okay. Between Iggy, Travis, and Big Red, I could get that put together. Now that I'm being blamed for all of it, see, that's exactly where I was hoping this wasn't going. But indeed, that's where it's at, isn't it, Danny?
Let's just be honest.
Oh, Donnie, I'm so glad that every time that fat Bubba wants you to do something, you do it. You do it all, Donnie. I heard he's coming in Friday to get a bunch of stuff to get on his fat face too, Donnie. I'm tired of Bubba, Donnie. You just do anything from here, Donnie. Meanwhile, this canopy, Donnie, for your family has been sitting in a box for 7 months, Donnie. But I bet you if Bubba told you to put it together, Donnie, you'd put it together, wouldn't you, Donnie?
It's actually five boxes on the front porch.
It went exactly
like
that.
I'm tired of Bubba, Donnie. I'm tired of it, my daddy.
It went exactly like that with the exception of the fat comments.
No.
She didn't say fat.
Out loud.
Everything else was almost verbatim.
I'm tired of it, Donnie.
Gordo.
You went to Fort Walton Beach, Donnie, for 2 days with the fat guy, and now you're going to Orlando, and both times you must use my car. Why not use your boyfriend Bubba's car, Donnie?
It went very similar to that.
Dr. Day, we put those 10 chairs together.
I don't see Jay doing these things, Donnie. I don't see Steven doing these things, Donnie. I cannot take it anymore, Donnie.
Yeah.
I hate Bubba!
She didn't say she hated you.
She hates me.
She didn't say she hated you.
She hates me.
I think surgery's scheduled on the 3rd of January before you get back.
But you're so stupid. You need to remind her.
I know.
That this surgery is because of Bubba. I didn't want to do it as your husband. Bubba had to talk me into it.
Yes, I went through all those points. I won.
It seems like there is no winning, Donnie. There is no winning with this particular situation. She will forever hate me.
She doesn't hate you.
Blitz, it's the same thing that Linda started feeling with me and Hogan.
Oh, no.
As
soon as you guys started, dating Hogan, this happened. Now you're dating Dan. Look what happens.
I know. Now, if I could just have sex with Romina and I could be on the right side of the sex tape for once, but that's nobody's going to want that. They're going to want Dan.
Yep.
They want Dan's action.
Yeah, you and Dan.
I don't got anything to offer right now. Oh, this is going quickly south.
We'll be good. So if I can get some help with that thing and get a locked-in date on that one, that would help a lot.
What if I could get that put together, you know, in the next 2 weeks?
Oh, yeah. Before Thanksgiving is really the because, you know, we have, like, you know, coming over
Dan,
for Thanksgiving.
Would it help if I came over with a hard hat and I was, like, the general contractor on the deal? Be like, okay, guys, we're going to get this put together. Romina, where's those boxes? Bring those boxes over here, guys. Let's get this done. Okay, Iggy, get going on there.
Get your megaphone.
We should do that. And I have, you know, like, I'm bossing around. Be like, Romina, where do you want it? I would like it right to there. Okay, Romina, now you go back inside. And next time you come out, I'll be having the whole product done. Okay, baby?
That would do so much to help.
Okay. Listen, calling all Get Fresh crew.
Please.
I mean, we may have to put Big Red's Garage project on hold and send a couple units over here. No, Dan, you're not going to pay. And you know what? Because you're going to be able to throw it up in her face and say, you know what I'd have to pay for a regular guy to put that together? $1,000. Guess how much Bubba charged me with the Get Fresh crew? Nothing, Romina. Now, don't you feel bad about talking bad about him?
I will throw that back.
No, I do not. That's just one little thing that he's done for our family. Meanwhile, you just continue to do anything he wants, Donnie. I hate him. I hate him. I hate his family. I hate everything about him.
Hey, guys, can we put a giant Bubba Army sign on the roof of this thing so that she knows every time she sees it that they put it together?
Hey, Dan, what if she came out and when it was done with a big Bubba Army flag on the very top of it?
Yeah,
on the very top right here.
Like a flagpole.
There's a flagpole. Yeah. Iggy rigged something. Hootie soft metals it up here, and it's just a big Bubba Army flag.
I know someone who just got a flagpole.
I have a big flagpole.
No, we're not talking about other things.
No, I got a flagpole.
He did.
Oh, in the front yard?
Hold on.
For the front yard, yeah. I haven't put it up yet. I'm afraid to put it up crooked.
Hold on. Do you have a flagpole?
Yes.
Yeah, he does.
As a rib, we need to get that thing put up too and fly the Bubba Army flag. That will drive her insane.
Insane. Yes, I agree 100%.
She'll be like Glenn Close, and she'll be boiling bunnies. The bitch will be so insane.
Oh,
I mean, I'm serious. You may have to fight her off with a butcher knife. She could finally push her over the edge. Dan, you could walk in and she might blow your brains out.
Yeah, but she'd have to figure out how to pull the trigger.
Okay.
Does she know where the guns are?
They're locked up. She can't get to them.
She doesn't know. She knows where they're at. She just can't get to them.
If she got to one, I don't know if she knows how to use it.
If you pull a gun out of my boyfriend, Romina, I'll shoot you before I shoot him. Yeah. So Anna, we're going to be at the obviously the Stogies and Spirits.
I got my own situation on my hands.
What's that? Well, Scott the sales pick.
Yeah.
Is a fine gentleman that works within the JVC confines.
Scott.
And he can sell. He's a selling mother effer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, with the new toupee apparently.
Works directly for the Globius of Globes, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
And Scott is somewhat of a predator, if you will.
Yeah, low key.
He sees what he wants and he goes after it. And
yeah, he sure did with me.
He had his eye on Anna.
Yeah, like 4 months after the event, so I must have made an impression on him.
Yeah. that you weren't quite as good as the African-American girl that he paid $300 and a new purse to get there, too. But he did have you in his radar now, did he not?
He sure did.
So if you, I'd like probably for you to narrate
I'll
this.
Do both him and my response.
Please do.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
So this is after last year's Stogies deal.
This is March 7th of 2021, and I believe it was November 10th of last year or something like that.
All right, so three, you know, Scott has a real, he's got a lot of good swagger about him. He likes to come in 3 months later.
Yeah.
You know, let you percolate over his coolness 3 months.
Yeah, I think
and
we made.
That's swingers 2 to 3 days. He does 2-3 months.
You know that every day for those 3 months, you were just yearning to get a text from him.
I really was, crossing my fingers.
You're like, God, maybe today will be the day that Scott, the sales pig, who I've been told has a new hairpiece,
right,
might just reach out to me.
I was kind of jealous of his last date. Yeah. So
go ahead.
For you.
Says, hey, Anna. It's Scott at Florida Man Radio. We met at Stogies and Cycles last November when you came over with Bubba and the crew. So I'd love to meet you at this cool new cigar bar in Tampa, the Grand Cathedral, sometime. Great spot to hang out with a really nice outdoor patio. What do you say? And I said, nothing. I said nothing.
Radio silence, doesn't that mean something, Bubba?
Well, no, it actually means he was going to ask me again. He goes, heard the show this morning. This is March 10th, so 3 days later. Heard the show this morning. Tell Bubba I'm always happy to contribute to content to the show. Have a great day. We talked about it.
Yeah, you didn't name any names, though.
No.
But you talked about it.
I just said somebody's got a new hairpiece over there at JVC.
Well, no. Anna read the tweet or the message.
Yeah, and I didn't respond. I must have read it on air, and he responded because he was listening to the show.
Right.
Of course he is. He should.
But nobody was named. Like, no one knew it was him.
No.
But he's saying there, tell Bubba I'm always happy to...
Yeah. Have a great day. I say... Nothing. Then 6 days after that, March 16th, he goes, so Anna, you might be surprised if you met me for a drink sometime, meaning I might be the greatest guy or maybe just the guy to get a few laughs about on the show. That's up to you. I vote for number one.
Whoa.
If I may step in here, Scott, this is borderline creepy, kid.
Radio silence on
and
this one?
And then I said, nothing.
Nothing.
And then on the day before my birthday, he said, happy birthday, Anna. And I said, nothing.
Dear Scott, the sales pick.
I'm sorry,
Scott. If you value your health.
You are really, really looking creepy here. I'm not romantically involved with her, but others may. And could take this as a slight. She's not the African-American girl that you hired for $300 and a Louis Vuitton. She's on a Hummel, and she's a very important member of my program. So stop creeping on her, Scott, you weirdo.
So is this via Facebook, or is this regular texting?
Facebook Messenger. No, he doesn't have my number.
Okay, so this is like...
That's not a link, too. That's just
a
screenshot.
I mean, we used to do texting, you know, when I was a kid and all, and there was no Facebook messaging, but this is like, I mean... Four unanswered messages over a 12-day period.
I've had more, but yeah, it's pretty
That
bad.
Is dear. Weird, man.
Dear Anna.
Yeah.
If I didn't get a response within 30 seconds,
dear Anna.
I never texted back. And I swear to that's true. Yeah. I used to, literally, I would text and say, I got three words.
Why are you ignoring me? I got new hairpiece. $300 in my pocket, just wanted to burn. New purse. Happy birthday. Why are you not calling me back? I can help provide content for the show. Please, hopefully, Shane doesn't see those messages.
We're fencing 1,100 bits.
Shane, the sales pig, back off, creepo.
Oh.
Not Shane.
Oh,
Scott.
Yeah, not Shane. I'm sorry. Sorry, not Shane. God damn, I get fired.
Shane Reeves.
Shane, no problem with you, Reeve. You be as creepy as you want, kid.
Yeah.
You can even be creepy to me. I'll let you be creepy with my boyfriend, Dan, if you want. I've been told by the boss... that Scott the sales pig has requested to respond to all this and to be live on the air. And so I'm cautioning you with my attorney, be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. Talk about that date he was with a year ago.
And we're talking about all of that.
Oh, no.
Dating Central, can I help you?
Hey, Scott the sales pig, it's Bubba, we're live.
Hey, Bubba, we're live. How are you, bud?
Now, good. I just want to forewarn you that at this opportunity, you have an opportunity to say, listen, I don't know if I want to go any further with this because this could end badly. This is like, I'm just want to let you know that you understand how volatile this could potentially be.
I understand, and I don't care.
Oh,
it's all good,
okay.
Bubba.
Jay, have we not forewarned him, Jay?
That's a full disclaimer.
We're okay. Recording.
Let's talk about.
Begin, or would you like me to begin?
Well, first of all, it's my show, you dumbass, and I'm going to begin, oh, and I'm going to be in control.
Okay,
yes.
You know what? You're right. Then you should probably begin.
Right. Keep pissing me off, Scott. Keep pissing me off. Ask Justin Clark how that's going to work out for him.
Oh, Christ.
No, you relax, bitch. Now, one, why are you being so creepy to Anna? When a girl doesn't respond back to you after like the second time, then it's complete creepo. Like you're being a creepo, buddy.
The second response was when I heard it mentioned on the show.
What about the third
which
and fourth?
I responded to.
Oh, right? I said happy birthday.
And then the third time was a happy birthday.
No, that was the fourth time.
Listen, dude. Listen.
Okay, dude.
I'm dating several women much hotter than Anna, so
of
it's all
you are.
Good.
I know.
Yeah, but how many are you paying for?
Yeah, several
None.
Women, Bubba.
Zero.
All right.
Well, look, I mean, you know, if you count buying dinner. Or,
No, that doesn't count.
And I guess I'm paying, aren't I?
Well, no, Scotty, you're not paying. Dinner and a drink does not count. But that's not what you told me the deal was with the hot black girl that you brought last year.
No, I told you that she wanted me to buy her a $300 dress, and that's when I said sayonara after that.
No, that's not what
after
you said, Scott.
It?
You said to me at the party, you've approached me about a couple of these pay-per-view chicks on two different occasions. One, the first one was the
pay-per-view.
Where you're paying them to be. You're trying to tell me that fine African-American woman was.
How many drinks did you have at that point at Stogie's? I think your memory's a little shot there, Bubba, about the event.
Yeah, because Bubba's known to be a big drinker.
Right.
Scott. Yes, I could have been under the influence of several different things, but I know
Maybe it was just the drugs.
Well,
I'm
Scott,
sorry.
Let me just tell you that.
Alcohol.
Scott, how about this? How about this, Scott? How about this? How about everybody in the entire JVC roster was talking about how odd it looked, and I'm the only person that really said anything?
Why was it odd? I don't understand.
Well, because
I want to say so bad.
It was odd. Spit it. Blitz,
no.
Just say it.
Spit
don't
it.
Make me be the guy, Blitz. You say it, Blitz.
The odd part?
Yeah.
The Adam's apple?
Well, yeah.
Hairy Knuckles?
Oh, come on now, dude.
Hairy Knuckles?
No, but it was odd, Scott, because no chick like that would roll around with your loser ass if unless you paid her.
Jeez.
Well, that's what you think, Bubba. It's all good.
And then you came to me, and then you came to me and said, "Listen, for $300, you can roll around with her too." And then at the Christmas party,
No, Scott, indeed you did.
And in fact, you did so much that I went back and reported it to Blitz. Blitz, did I not?
You absolutely did.
The minute you told me that, I went right to Blitz and go, Blitz, guess how much that girl cost Scott? $300. And Blitz goes, "That's all." And I go, "Yeah."
That's why the story's believable on your end.
And then at the Christmas party, you had another.
I don't pay.
You had another.
Scott, you're a goddamn liar.
If you say you don't pay, you pay for ass.
I pay.
Let me tell you something right now. Everybody at JVC, you don't have a hair.
$300 is a good deal, man.
We've not seen each other. She'll tell you because I wouldn't buy her a $300 dress.
Well, okay. So are you going to have a date this Saturday?
I don't know. Possibly. I have one that's out of town in Tennessee, and the other one should be back from New York.
Here's the deal. I'm just letting you know, I am publicly asking your date in front of the entire staff whether she's being paid or not.
You can do it.
I
have no problem with
and
that.
And I know when a bitch is lying
to
me, too.
You can get on my microphone in front of the crowd and say, hey, I just have a question here for Scott from JVC for his date.
No, I got.
Do it on the microphone.
Don't tell me how to conduct my interview.
Oh, wait, we can't. But if we could, you could do it on the air. I don't care.
Oh, Scott, I just can't. I just can't wait for Saturday to get here fast.
Saturday's going to be a fun time.
Is he going to be there Saturday?
Scotty,
where'd you get that? The fact that Bubba's coming, still come out.
Where did you get that new hair at, and how much did it cost?
We all love you.
Where did you get the new
hair? We love when you come to our events.
Scott, where did you get your new hair, and how much did it cost?
Where did I get it?
Yeah.
I'm not going to disclose where I got it, but it's a permanent procedure, and it's not cheap.
Well, that's why we should promote this fine place.
No, because they're not going to – I tried to get them to spend money with me, and I'm not going to give them a plug until they spend money.
By the way,
that's how popular you are. You can't get a free
hair job. Hold on. Shane wants them to spend money.
By the way, Blitz, I just got an official. I got an official text from Justin Clark saying, "I love this Scott stuff. Go as long as you want. We're listening in the studio." So,
oh, nice. Poor Scott.
I could be a gentleman and end this quickly because Justin needs to get on the air. But I've officially been given Justin. You can go late because we find you're saying everything that the JVC people want to say but can't say. Where'd you get the rug and how much did it cost, Scott the sales pick? Because I'd like to give those people some recognition because I heard it was a fine rug indeed.
You're talking about Lou, right?
That's no, I'm talking Berkeley. I'm talking about no, let stop trying to transfer the heat, Scott. Where did you get your rug and how much did it cost? How much did your new hair cost? $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, what?
Yeah, it was expensive. But I'm not going to name a price, and I'm not going to give them a plug until they spend money with me.
Can I run my fingers through your new hair, my friend?
You can do whatever you want. Just right. Don't yank it, because if I bleed out, then
Dan will be there to take care of you. Don't worry.
I come rolling with a full-blown doctor that knows how to stitch things up lickety quick. Dan will have that thing.
I got quick clock. Well, we're good.
I got quick clock with Blitz, and Dan has the best hands in the world. So we're more than covered when I rip out some of your fake hair, my friend. We should do like a high spot where I come off the table and rip out your entire fake hair. your chinchilla hair.
WWE style.
They say you look like Bob Ross. So anyway, I'm bringing my megaphone too. Hello, welcome to everybody here at Henry's Depot. This is our friend Scott, and this is his date. Now, how many here, let's show a raise of hands, think that he's paying for that ass? Because I do. Let me see. Raise your hand, please. There's Shannon Burke. There's Jeff Adams. There's Justin Clark. There's Michaela. There's Blitz. Oh, there's Dion Diaco. Oh, there's Shane. Shane's got his hand raised up. Oh, look at John. John, what do you think? Well, you know, Bob, I think he's paying for it. Yep, you're right.
Hedge Fund Willie's got his hand up.
Willie, what do you think? That's my money. This is Hedge Fund Willie, and I have all the money here, and I know for a fact that Scott's paying for that ass.
So if I show up, solo, does that mean I ran out of cash?
No, that means you're a pussy. That means you're a loser, a guy that rolls around with hot ass that he has to pay for. Then when somebody calls you out about having to pay for your ass,
okay,
and you show up with no ass, that means I win, you lose.
The implication is you couldn't get any ass without paying for it.
Exactly.
That's what it means.
Well, the implication is Bubba is right.
If
you show up with no ass on Saturday, you will be the laughing stock, not because of your hair, because you couldn't find anybody to pay for it and be like your dumb ass.
But also because of the hair.
Oh, Bubba. It's going to be a fun event, so it's all good.
Yeah, it is, Scott. You loser. No problem. Good talking to you, my friend. I just can't wait.
I don't know. If we go through history, I think there's certain things about your career
life. The Hogan tape.
This is your show.
I get asked based on being popular. Based on having to pay for it and having a goddamn fake rug on top of my head. I get asked because when they Google Bubba the Love Sponge, I'm famous. You're not, Scott. You sales bitch. Now go sell some tents. Go sell some traffic tents, bitch. Go sell some traffic sponsorships for the goddamn Ed Till Show. Oh, sorry. Was that an outburst? My bad.
I didn't even notice.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Justin Clark next.
So, hi. This is Bubba the Love Sponge, and I have my whole cast of family here, with the exception of Dr. Dan.
Hello.
Hi,
he would be adding to this. But let's say that you don't have the ability to get Bubba the Love Sponge on your radio station anymore. What should you do? Don't freak out.
Panic.
You should panic. Yeah, you should freak out. But don't freak out, because we're going to tell you how to find us.
Okay? I'm going to be the sign languager in the corner.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay. First of all, you could immediately, if it's between the hours of 6 and 10 a.m., you could immediately go to twitch.tv. That's www.twitch.tv. Boom. It's gonna take you to this little Twitch world here. And if you just search at the very top, wow, a lot going on there. Bubba the Love Sponge is suspended for playing the front page Twitch. Bubba, you know you're not supposed to put bikini chicks on there and all that kind of stuff. But it was your front page. I was just promoting the deal. Type in at the search engine, the Bubba Army. Look at even autofills. You go click on that, and you can literally watch our show.
Oh, it's
for free.
Watch us, watch us.
Watch me, watch myself.
If you let it play, it'll watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, watch me, and watch myself.
And if I would put a little reverb through the act and pot up the pot, then it would be a watch me, watch myself, hear myself, double vortex 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 myself, hear myself. That's also called radio microdosing. So, again, twitch.tv, search the Bubba Army. And you know what? There's an option for you to sign up and, like, for $4.99, be a member. And for that, you can go back and look at all the old shows. And, you know, it's great. And you can chat and tell us how stupid we are. And it's our fault that we got canceled off of this particular radio station. But more importantly, Twitch.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Twitch.tv/TheBubbaArmy. Boom, that's one way. Another way for you to be able to find us is simply go to BubbaArmyRadio.com. Boom. When you go to BubbaArmyRadio.com, you're going to see this beautiful main screen here, and it even has a listen live button. Right now, listen right now. Can it get any simpler than that? I know you might be from Charleston or Melbourne or something like that, and you can't figure it out. But you go to BubbaArmyRadio.com, you'll see a little menu that says Join Now, Listen Now, a bunch of other nonsense. You go to the Listen Now, and you go to Bubba One.
I hope you got it. Sign,
be a member, and for that, you can go back and look at all the old shows. And, you know, it's great. And you can chat. And that's for free, too. So between the hours of 6 until 10, there's simply no excuse for you not to be able to hear this program. But I'll even give you yet another option. Go to tunein.com. Again, now this, both things that I spoke about, Twitch and Bubba Army Radio, have apps. Little apps for your phone. You know your phone app? Your little app phone there deal? Go to App Store. Type in Twitch. Boom. Get the app. Type in Bubba Army Radio. Boom. Get the app. This doesn't even have to be through your 1955 Gateway computer. This can be right on your phone, kid. Both things that I showed you earlier are available via app. Right, Blitz? And yeah, now the third thing, which is available on app, is TuneIn. Go get the TuneIn app, spelled T-U-N-E space I-N. TuneIn. Once you get the TuneIn app, you simply just search the Bubba Army. Bam. And at that point, I hope to God it comes up. Oh, these are our podcasts, Blitz. I guess on TuneIn.
Was it Bubba One?
Yeah. Or local radio or, you know, whatever. TuneIn's a little problematic. I think TuneIn is far easier to manage on your phone than on, the internet, so to speak, the computer, the desktop. So go get the TuneIn app, type in Bubba Army, boom. It'll say, listen now. Hey, I'll do that from my phone. I could literally do that from my, well, you know, I could do it from my phone if I wanted to, but I got a lot of other things to go through. No. As we are navigating as to how you. Hi. Anna, keep, please. Did you get tired and signing?
Yeah.
Bubba, I'm on the app for the TuneIn app.
Yeah.
And all you do is when you go to search, type in Bubba, and the first one is Bubba 1.
There you go. Let me thank you for the support. I can't do it all. When you see me messing up, thank you right there for having my back. My tech guy hung me out to dry.
Gotcha, Bubba.
I said Bubba 1.
Oh, okay.
He did. That's why I did.
As we're continuing down the what the f- happened to Bubba, where can I find him? You can always go to YouTube. I am very certain that you know what YouTube is. We all do. We all go there. We all try to find stuff. We all look at stuff. We all get down various YouTube holes, rabbit holes, if you will. And at the very top of your little YouTube deal, type in the Bubba Army. Again, uniformly, we have brilliantly done one thing right, and we've aggregated all of everything to be the Bubba Army. Once it shows you the Bubba Army, you click on it, boom, and it'll show you
the Bubba Army YouTube channel.
And it'll show you all kinds of videos, including new releases daily. And we do our after show exclusively on Wednesdays and Thursdays from that very YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's great. But you're a Facebook guy, ain't you? I'm not some stupid YouTuber, Bubba. I'm Facebook Willie.
Yeah.
That's great. Go to Facebook. Go to your local Facebook. Catching up a little bit. It's tough hosting and having to navigate all this stuff.
Sure.
Facebook. Boom. Go to Facebook.com. It'll pull up nicely. And it will. You will go to the type in your little search deal, the Bubba Army. Boom. Here is our Facebook page. And we also do a live show every Wednesday and Thursday after our show there. We also have the latest of videos, and there's a new video released every day at noon on both YouTube and Facebook. Some of it's regurged old stuff, a lot of it's new stuff, but needless to say, it's stuff. Okay? Perfect. This is going great, ain't it?
Yeah.
What are you laughing about, IT guy?
I'm doing the episode. I'm trying to interpret the sign language.
I interpret.
Now. Let's say I don't like Twitch. I don't like BubbaArmyRadio.com. TuneIn sucks. YouTube's the devil. Facebook's for my mom. I am a podcaster.
Oh, yeah.
No problem with that. Go to wherever you would happen to get your podcasting. Let's say you're a big, iHeart guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Blitz, is that a good example to use?
Either that or the Apple iTunes deal.
Yeah,
one of the two.
I think, Blitz, I think you could literally within Google type in Bubba Army Podcast.
Yes, you can.
The Bubba Army Podcast. Boom. I think you type that in, and it comes back exactly from the people that distributed the Art 19 Willies, and there's our podcast.
Mm-hmm.
There it
and
is.
Guess what? That's free, too, bitch! So far, hardly any of this has costed you nothing.
Obviously, out of all the things you've mentioned, what has costed any money?
Nothing.
Exactly.
Out of everything I've mentioned, nothing has costed any money.
Nope.
Now, the last two, they cost a little money. Let's say that, oh, my God, Bubba the Love Sponge used to be on my radio, and he's no longer here. Be a nice time to buy some merchandise now, wouldn't it? Feel sorry for that guy. They got canceled. I need to be able to roll around this particular city and show that I am still Bubba Army.
Woo.
Go to BubbaArmyStore.com and boom, this is our merchandise deal, including the brand new Let's Go Brandon, the quad t-shirts,
mm-hmm.
hats, girl stuff, Juggalo stuff, Tyler 14 hats, and soon the new Tyler 2022 racing t-shirt.
Oh, they will be on the website.
Yes,
good,
they will.
I had a few people asking about that.
And Blitz, I don't even know if he can give you one comp because margins are very tight on
that's
this
fine.
One.
I don't care.
A lot of color.
I'll buy one.
Well, no, like 60.
I'll PayPal you $20 for one.
Oh, yeah. If there's any what? Hey, Tyler, if there's anyone that gets one for free, it's probably Blitz because he's done about $400.
That's a good trade. I'll take a shirt.
IT work.
No, I know.
Yeah, I know, Daddy.
Shirts will be here tomorrow.
Still reeling from that loss yesterday. When your girl doing your pod. Within my podcasting world, this bozo, my son, is supposed to be doing one with his girlfriend about the Lightning, but it keeps being pushed off now third week in a row. Hello.
I've been waiting on somebody to give me a day and a time.
Who?
Anybody. Because I Blitz said it might be today or tomorrow.
All right. Figure it out. Okay, kid? Thanks.
Ask, don't tell.
And then there's one final way we can shake you down.
Do some.
And this is for the hardcore willies. We only got a few hundred of these people. But it's OnlyFans. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Bubba the Love Sponge Show is in the OnlyFans game. Quite frankly, Blitz, I went and looked at the last two downloads, and they're pretty hot.
Yeah, they are.
They're both bathtub scenes from my mansion with Akira. Long form, 14, 18, 20-some minutes with a Hamill director kicker. She even put her, you know how girls turn on the faucet and run their kitty kitties under the faucet?
I do that, too.
Yeah. I mean, you have to clean it.
Blitz, you run your...
Yeah.
Wow.
You don't do that, too?
No.
You don't kick your legs up on the wall and speed up in there?
I would drown. my body inertia would get away from me. My little peanut head would be under the water. And my wiener would be up by the faucet. And then I'd get jammed and I couldn't get back out.
You don't put it in the faucet. You're doing it wrong.
Yeah, but girls, I've seen girls literally wrap their, like they kick their legs out super wide.
That's what I do.
And then they run the water over their clitoris.
That's what I do.
Causing them an unbelievable orgasm.
That's what
the detachable head from the shower.
I was like, you need the detachable head.
But my arms are too short.
You need the extension?
I don't know.
I've
not seen where the wand is 18 inches long yet. Like it's a power washer. You know what I like to do?
What?
I like to.
You power wash your boys?
No, I will try to get my. I like to put really hot water on my testicles.
Okay.
I think I talked about this once before.
Yeah.
Give them a little bath.
For some reason, like really hot water on my testicles.
Hard boil those eggs.
To the point where it almost hurts, but it kind of feels good. And then it gets too hot.
Right.
But clear up until it gets too hot, it just kind of feels good.
Do you get it started and then kind of turn the heat up as it goes?
You got a gradual. Just don't hold it wide open right from the get-go.
Now, can you have hotter heat on your boys than your body?
Yes. I can have much hotter heat on my testicles than I can anywhere
else. It's
elephant
skin.
Okay.
Well, how about the attachment to it, the deal?
What about
it? Can you get hot water on that, on your deal?
Penis?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Your penis.
Yeah.
Penis.
No, my penis doesn't seem to like hot water. Only my testicles do.
Okay.
And then finally, again, like I mentioned earlier, the OnlyFans. It's not for everybody, but it's pretty cool. All the strippers and Akira and Stormy Daniels and all the chicks that we got 2257 forms on that I've had, you know, all this footage. What? What are you laughing about now? This is supposed to be a tutorial.
This dumb bitch is in the corner.
I'm doing sign language for OnlyFans so they know what it is. So all the deaf people watching.
OnlyFans/TheBubbaArmy. That's $9.99 a month. So, I mean, between all of that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 things for free and only 2 things that you have to pay for, both of which are not required.
Right. That's awesome.
Jackson, make that a video, bitch. I just did it. I've been trying to get that done for a year, and I just waded through it for free.
Woo!
Now chop it up, what Jackson.
Chop, chop.
You beast. Damn it to hell.
You're married to Dan, but he's my boyfriend, and you just kind of hash it out with her.
Yeah, but hold on. So how do you think I'm saying he may be your husband?
But he's my boyfriend.
But he's my boyfriend.
Bitch.
And, you know. It's my rules.
Mm-hmm. You take precedent, boyfriend over husband every day.
Yippee, Brando, 1,000 bits.
Or should I be like, hey, listen, Romina, listen, I know he gets a little crazy about the radio thing, but just work with me, and I'll get this Copacabana put together.
You know
for
what you.
You
should do?
Tell me how I mitigate it as a girl.
This is how you do it. You start talking trash about Dan to her. She's gonna love that. Be like, you know how he gets when he gets a little cranky. He's a little, you know. When he has a lot on his plate.
Should I be like,
you guys can girl talk.
You know how he gets.
Hey, Romina, you want me to back him down a few days? What do you want me to do, baby girl?
I think I just said
sister girl.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do, sister?
I would like him to spend more time with his children.
Okay.
So you'd be a Brando, 1,000 bits.
How do you think I should do that? Maybe a couple weeks off the radio?
No, not the weekends, I think, probably more so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I like when you did your Romina. Like, can you go back to that?
Oh,
place?
Sorry. Yes, if I could just have him feed my children. He went to the state fair with you and your friends, but he didn't want to take his own children. Oh, Danny.
He went to the state fair with his coworkers, yes. But not his children.
Yes, not with his children.
And he goes to Orlando with you, but
yes,
not
he
his...
doesn't want to go with his own children. To Disney, he no want to go, unless you're with Papa the Love Sponge.
But Romina, I'm getting you.
My children need their father, Papa.
I know, but I'm getting you boobs.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're good.
Hold on.
She breaks out of her accent.
No, but I want.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have, or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I wanted to stay in the accent. I wanted, okay. But Romina, yes. You know that you've been with them for well over 10 years.
Yes,
you've
15, given them, Baba. 15 long years of dealing with that man.
Since you were 15, you've been with them. how old are you now, Romina? 30?
I'm 23 and a half. I've been married for 40 years. I can't do math. I failed that class.
Dance mom failed me.
Mrs. Diaco failed me.
Yes.
Back in 1932.
No, back in 2012.
I'm not very good at math,
back
Papa.
In 2012, Papa.
I'm from Venezuela. We don't have numbers there.
So, okay, so listen, I got you, you've been married in for 10 years, and
yes,
you've been wanting boobs so
oh,
bad.
Oh, Papa, so bad. And I just wanted boobies like my sister-in-law, Kendall, and Krista. I'd only Diaco without...
Is she dropping IQ points for every word she talks?
I love this. This is actually fun. This is the funniest ever. Next to her little Wilbur impersonation, this is the best. So Romina, that it was like a non-issue. He was not going to put knockers on.
Oh, I know, Baba, and I thank you so much for that. I love you so much.
And I got it scheduled for. Aren't you getting in like next week or something?
Yeah, January 3rd. It's been on my calendar for 15 years.
Yes. And
to get boobs. Every year, no boobs. Finally.
Big Bubba comes along. Pop big boobs.
Boobs.
Now, I know that you've been wanting this Copacabana built.
Yes.
For a long time.
Well, he bought it because he was going to put it up, but he's always with you, so he didn't have the time to do it.
I know. And so I have my entire crew coming over. Because
thank you.
Dan has told me that you wanted it up for Thanksgiving because you're hosting Thanksgiving
thank
here.
Thank you for sending Fresh Prince crew over to my house.
No, it's the Get Fresh crew.
Freshy
not,
Fresh.
Not the Fresh, Freshy Fresh.
Fresh, fresh, it, fresh print,
the Fresh Prince crew.
Will Smith's not going to be here.
Oh.
You're going to have Big Iggy the Predator instead.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
You got Iggy, and see that guy with his arms look like they inflated him 100 pounds?
Oh, yes.
Big Arms Jones, I am.
Everyone can tell he's on... You know, the juicy, juicy. As they say. You know, Dan used to be on the juicy, juicy.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yes.
Geez. Yes.
Yes.
When you first met him when you were 15?
When I was 15, he was on the juicy. I don't think I was born, actually.
This is when she was like six.
I was an embryo in my mother's womb in Venezuela.
And he was on the Jersey Shore, juicy, juicy?
He was on the juicy, juicy. Like hanging 10, as you say.
So, Romina, are we good now that I got your Copacabana built with knockers?
Yes.
I mean, are we good?
I mean, Baba, he said he put on boobs on me so many years and he never do it. So, until I get my boobies, it's still not good.
But how about the day after you got your boobies? Then good?
Then I call you.
January 4th, you're the man, Baba.
Scientists discover a protein that stops prostate cancer in its tracks. Now, I've had my prostate checked, multiple times.
Professionally?
Yes, professionally.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, we got a guy here that does amateur prostate
exams. I've done it two ways. I've had a digital exam from Dr. Mark.
And
probably two or three times, and I hate it. It's the worst. And then I've had a colonoscopy.
Oh, thank God.
But I'm probably due for another colonoscopy.
Oh. What are you supposed to get? You're supposed to get those once every like 5, 10 years? Or?
Yeah. I got mine at 45.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm probably due one. Now, at 45, they said I had just a very pristine colon.
That's awesome.
And then when they're in there doing the colonoscopy, when they find the little polyps and stuff, they just snip them. As they're inspecting, they snip.
Mm-hmm.
If they roll up any polyps, they didn't have any polyps.
Yeah, and, I mean, you're already out, so might as well.
Right. Yeah, I didn't have any polyps. But you know, a lot of times you get one or two polyps in there, that's not a big deal. And they just snip them and it repairs itself. Well, I had zero polyps, which I think is good. I just had my blood test done about 6 months ago. My PSA levels were 0.4.
What's that?
That's the precursor.
Yeah, that's like a...
Of cancer?
Yeah, well, for prostate cancer.
For prostate. Oh, prostate. It's prostate health.
Okay. Blitz, write down Clean Plate Willie.
Yeah, look at that.
Did you keep Clean Plate Club?
I was going to wait. I was making noise. I didn't want you to get mad.
I don't care.
Okay. Well,
it's part of the effect.
It's part of the taste test.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
So, the high level of that on it is 4.0.
Okay.
And the low number, obviously, is 0.0. And yeah. I had a 0.4.
Okay.
So those are like if you're maybe might get prostate cancer, you'll like be three or something like that. That's when it's some kind of test they can tell.
Or something.
Something.
Okay.
But I'm probably due for another one, and I got to think. Thank you, Lummy. Lummy, now I've had my prostate and colonoscopy done by professionals.
What about that poop in the box thing?
Colon Guard?
Oh, yeah, God, Colon Guard. So gross. It's a prostate-specific antigen is what they're measuring. Right.
What does But doesn't Colon Guard cost like...
It's like a grand.
And you know what? Whoa. My poops are not like...
they're not box-friendly.
Sometimes
friendly.
They'll be... Yeah, yes, there you go. My poops aren't... A lot of times it'll be like a big, you know, salad shooter deal. and other times it'll be like a really nice cable.
Oh, that's the
And
best.
Then other times it'll be kind of like the consistency of like mush.
Mm.
Like if you, like Rice-A-Roni kind of deal.
Yeah. Some tar.
Do you notice that when you eat better or cleaner that you have better poops? Like more fiber?
Of course.
Yeah.
Is that when you get those long ropes?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
the cables.
Those are impressive.
Do it for the cables.
Tell me everybody doesn't appreciate that.
Oh, yes.
Like, not just me. Obviously, I've probably been the most public about some of my, you know, chocolate 18-inch chocolate S's.
Not bragging.
A nice big cable with a clean pinch doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, yeah.
A nice big cable with a clean pinch. And then, so, you know, you really know you got one going. And you're like, oh, God, this feels so good. And you know...
It's just slithering out.
Oh, yeah. And it's just like, oh, my God, you can feel it, right? Well, then you go wipe. And you're like thinking, man, that amount is just going to have to really have caused a lot of, you know, remnants, if you will. And then you go wipe, nothing.
Yeah, and you're like, man, maybe I hit the wrong spot.
Yeah, so then you're like, fold your paper in half and you go back again. Nothing.
Oh, that's right. You're a folder, right?
Yeah, I am.
Not a crinkler?
No.
Oh, see, I'm a crinkler.
That says a lot.
I'm a standing crinkler.
Yeah,
what
I'm
your
a
toilet
sitting,
paper style say about
folder.
You, Bubba?
I'm a sitting folder. I take the first one. I get the first one ready, and I lay it on my knee. Even while I'm playing my game, like, you know, when I poop, I'm a 15-minute pooper.
You're your own bathroom attendant.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
When I get in there, my pooping regimen is this. I get in there. I lock the door. I take all my clothes off except my underwear.
That makes sense.
Well, here's how I usually do it. I pull my pants down. I get on the toilet. I tuck my penis in. You know how you have to tuck your penis in. I'm being very clinical here. But doesn't everybody tuck your penis in?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Odd, I do.
I'm just trying to fit in.
But do you have to like kind of tilt your stuff down, or does it just naturally?
No,
wanna...
you just sit down. Yeah, you're good.
I don't know how the anatomy works.
Right.
I have seen girls pee in urinals, though.
Yeah, me too.
So anyway... I sit down and I start the process. I tuck my penis and then I immediately take off my shirt. And that's what I have to have my shirt off because it makes me hot.
Okay.
and I put the shirt like next to me. And then I take the toilet paper and I get my first one ready. Now, mind you, I may not need that piece of paper for 10 to 12 minutes from this point forward, but I have it ready. Like, that's the first, that's my little ritual. Sit down, take my shirt off, get my first piece ready, fold it all up, triple layer, your first piece needs to be the thickest of all.
Oh, yeah.
Like it needs, because that's the one that's sure. doing the most work. That guy's coming in and taking all the high
that's
spots.
That's the front lines yeah. right there.
He's right there in the front lines.
Yeah, of combat.
You know, the fourth, fifth piece of paper, man, that guy ain't doing nothing.
That's his backup.
Yeah. So I do that. I get the first piece ready, and I always put it on my right knee. Put it right here, my right knee. Mm. Then I'll just sit there and do my phone. Usually I play my soccer game or check my Robin Hood. Mm. Then when I check my Robin Hood, I hear little blitz voices. Well, you know, I had 85 shares of that yesterday, but I dumped them, and then I rolled them in to do two of that. Man, if I would have hold on to that for two more days, you wouldn't even be seeing me right now. I might be headed to the Skyway.
Right.
Me and Anna can imitate Lummy and Blitz talking about their crypto.
Oh my God, did you see what happened?
I know what you see. I told you.
It went down. Let me tell you.
Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you to buy?
If I would have sold this, yes, I would have made so much money. You have no idea.
I know, and you know what? I know, and I bought this, and you sold it, and look at it. It's up $3.
Every day.
Every day.
Yep.
Every day. Blitz, I mean, you would think Blitz has as much money as Elon Musk, as much as he should have, could have, would have made.
Yeah, he would have.
Hey, look, man, $100 is a lot to me.
Me too.
Yeah, me too.
I would literally fight you for $100.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a $100 bill laying right there, and I looked at you, and you looked at me, and, you know, I'd say, okay, take your guns off, first of all.
Yeah.
First of all.
Let's be gentlemen.
We're going to go ahead and fight for this. But take your, Blitz, take your guns off, make it fair. You're already bigger and stronger than me, so.
We could do a real fair fight. Rochambeau.
We gonna sword?
Rochambeau.
I get killed on a sword fight too.
Yeah.
I get killed. I mean, the only chance I got is to catch you in some kind of, you know, T-Rex type move, because you got me outgunned, you got me out penis, you're out quick, you're better shape, smarter. Yeah, $100 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So anyway, Lummy, you've not ever had your prostate or colon checked professionally, have you?
Professionally.
Not professionally, no. Not by a trained doctor.
No, so you never had a doctor.
Dr. Ashley Garrison.
Digitally, you know, when they get on your prostate, I don't know if you guys know this, but they get on it with one finger.
The one finger.
And then they go around it. They feel how big it is and how smooth it is. That's how they test it.
That sounds great.
And let me tell you something. For all you men out there that's never had this done, and for all you men that have had that done, you're certainly going to probably appreciate what I'm going to say.
Find a doctor with little fingers.
Well, no. Not only that. Oh. Not only that, but no matter how tough you think you are, like Iggy could roll in there just having done arms.
Mm-hmm.
He's jacked, mad as hell. Bubba Light could be going in there mad as hell. It brings you right down to zero.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, my God.
The ego destroyer.
Yeah. Man, you get a guy, he's like, I'll kick your ass. Let me just check your prostate, sir. That guy's putty in your hands. Like, nobody can be tough while you're getting your prostate checked. I don't care how tough you really think you are. You'd be like, yeah, check my prostate. Yeah. Oh. Right? It takes your breath away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does the doctor tell you to relax or think happy thoughts?
Yeah,
dialogue?
It takes your breath away on it because it's a feeling that you never had.
Well, some people have, but well, yeah.
Bubba's got his checked live on the air.
Yeah, Dr. Mark checked mine live on the air.
And you were talking to Howard too, I think.
Can we get that can we make that a video? We need to get that to Jackson to make a video.
Okay.
Because I think... No, October was Prostate Awareness Month, was it not?
I have no idea. Men's health?
Well, I know.
Probably October.
Can somebody actually... I'll ask Alexa. Hey, Alexa. What month is Prostate Awareness Month?
Prostate Cancer Awareness Month is celebrated the month of September. Did that answer your question?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Just
Yes.
Well, we couldn't hear it. What?
She said Prostate Awareness Month is recognized in September.
Oh, okay.
Maybe we can have Bubba gets his during. You think if we put our order in now, we could get it by September?
Yeah, right now we're in Pancreatic Cancer Awareness Month. So.
Yeah, I've never done anything with that.
Okay.
But, Lummy, maybe we could get Jackson to make. I know the reason why you bring that up. If you're going to bring up we did that live on the air, then, Lummy, be prepared for me to mandate that we make a video out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy? So
no problem.
Before you start flapping about what we've done on the air, realize I'm going to probably jump on it and say, make me a video of that.
Okay.
But, yeah, so the first time, I think it was four. Was I 40?
It was 06, I think. 06, 07.
Yeah, so I was 40.
Yeah, 15.
In 2006, I was 40. And I, at my at 40 is when you're supposed to start having the doctors, you know, digitally taking around the farm. And so I'm going by, like, what you're supposed to be doing. And doctor, we decided to do it live on the air. And Howard's on the phone with me.
Coaching you through it?
Well, I'm telling him what's going on. While Dr. Mark takes my, you know, digitally checks my prostate. And I'm like, oh, my God. I mean, it literally takes your breath away because it's a feeling that, I mean, maybe Lummy might experience this, but it, like.
Does it hurt or does it feel good and
both,
which is worse?
Both.
Like, and are you alarmed that it feels good?
Hold on. Sometimes I've heard. Let me say this.
Yeah, Lummy, how does it go?
No, shut up. Let me say the words.
Those are not the words.
Medically. When you're, I've read that medically, when you're a man's getting his prostate checked medically, that sometimes it triggers an orgasm.
Right.
I've heard that before.
How embarrassing! You're there, getting your
on
prostate
the phone
checked.
With Howard.
Well, no, I did. That didn't help. That didn't help. To me, it just was like. It just was strange feeling. Like, it didn't make me get an erection. It didn't make me orgasm, anything like that. And I don't know that if... Now, in order to get a man to orgasm, or maybe you got to continually do it, like, just the checking of it, one loop around the farm, unless, you know, you're a guy like Brandon the Quad that's never had anything, that probably just really takes you home.
Yeah.
Me, I think I'm a little more grizzled. You know, it would take probably four or five circles around the farm to get me where I need. But supposedly, when a real live doctor sometimes checks men's prostates, that men's ejaculate. So again,
like right away,
yeah, like
wow.
And how embarrassing?
You think?
Well, because you know you're not even in like a sexual setting; you're in a medical setting. And isn't that the ultimate, you know, that's the ultimate expression
but
for a man,
what?
Is it not?
These doctors have seen it all, you know? They're not really bothered by anything.
I just go, oh! Like, I wonder if you, like, you're like, ah!
Put it over?
And
then the doctor says, you like that?
Yeah.
Let me do it again.
The worst part's when you feel his hand on your shoulder.
Both hands. It's both hands.
Both hands.
Yeah, the joke is both hands.
Well, yeah, when you feel both hands on your shoulder.
Yeah.
Lummy gets double shoulder prostate examinations by an unlicensed doctor.
Yeah, no.
It's a Latin American whopper.
Lummy, can I ask you a question? And it's just yes or no.
Okay.
Because I feel the more you elaborate, potentially the bigger problem we could have. So I'm going to have to ask the question, being a 37-year radio veteran that's been fined a lot, and I know how just to walk that paper-thin line. You ready?
Yes.
While getting your prostate professional, I'm sorry, take that back. Well, in the numerous times that you have your prostate checked by a non-professional.
By an amateur.
Blitz, careful.
Little Wilbur's Afterbirth, 1,000 bits. Nikki Peot, 1,000 bits.
Have you ever orgasmed?
No. Not without anything else.
Stop.
Yep, I got you.
I feel you're lying. I feel you're lying because that's the only way why somebody should do said act.
Right.
Like said act, unless you're getting that from it, you're really being a bitch.
So I've never done that, but like I've heard that the whole reason to do that is for that. Like that's like the payoff.
That, exactly.
Yeah.
I've never done that, Blitz, but I've been, you know, the porn that I've watched and stuff like that.
Yeah. If I was to do that, that would be the reason
that's
for
why
doing
you,
it.
You, that's why you do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, well, that's why in the act.
And if you don't do that, then you really are a bitch.
No, because it's also what they say when you're getting close and that happens, it's even more it's better.
No, shut up. You don't even know what you said.
Well, because I'm trying not to. That's why usually people put a finger or something back there.
Shut up. What they're putting back there.
Yeah.
You buffoon. God. You got me nervous. Lummy, what I'm saying is, your answer is no. Your answer is no, that you don't have a, you don't have an, you don't have the,
you just do it for sport.
The end of the party payoff.
I said I do, with, but it, something else is going on with
okay,
it.
Okay,
well that's.
That's great.
Yeah, I get that.
I understand that you're getting your prostate checked and there's a couple other little things that are going on.
Mm-hmm.
But it, with all that going on, you are getting your prostate checked, right?
Yes.
Okay. And regardless of what else is happening, do you like? Do you have a party?
Yes.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's. I mean, as long I, look, as long as something else is going on, I, okay.
Yeah.
Who cares what else is going on?
It doesn't matter.
So yes.
But if it's just the
no,
but not from just that alone.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Huh. The Latin whoppers, all that's going on. Let's just be honest. Who cares? Don't try to make the act less whatever it is by saying there she's also doing something else. The main focus is the Latin whopper and where that's going, right?
Yes.
That's the act in itself. That's what gets you to party, right?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, is that like just every couple, like is that every time or is that like just on Saturdays or like what?
It was like one of those, let's try it on a weekend after maybe going out and kind of, you know.
Drunk?
After Taco Tuesday?
Yeah, no. just having a couple margaritas.
Now, but now has it come, has it become kind of a thing now?
No, well, no, it hasn't, you know, with the little Wilbur, there's not much time
to. Hold on. You think you could be literally doing it right in front of him? He doesn't know what he's seeing.
Yeah, well, that's a little weird.
No, I mean, I'm not saying it like you do.
But
it
one
right
day
in front
he will, and you don't know when that day's going to be.
You're gonna, you're gonna say
you don't want to take any guesses.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, that kid sleeps a lot. Kids sleep a lot.
Yeah, but it's just a whole process.
It's one of those things where they don't remember anything, but they're affected by their earlier days.
Yeah, I mean,
so you're saying, Lummy, when you and your lovely wife do that, it's kind of like, it's not, it can't be very spontaneous. It takes a little prep, if you will.
Yeah.
Peggy.
Lummy.
We got Nakey, we got Boney, and we got Peggy.
Yeah. Lummy, when you do the proverbial Peggy, have you ever thought to yourself, maybe the real thing would be better?
No.
Is that a thought that enters your mind?
No.
Is the fact that that's hooked on to your wife, like, is kind of one of the hot things about it?
Yes.
Yeah. I was trying. Lummy, I came in there and covered
your ass,
buddy.
Thank you.
She was trying to make you look one way, and I'm trying to make
you do what, Bubba?
Cover his ass.
Oh, okay.
By the way, it's the Bubba the Love Sponge show. I don't know that I even opened up the show with the, like, it's November 11th, 2021. Hello?
It's our Mrs. Day.
Hello.
It's our what?
It's our Mrs. Day.
Veterans Day.
And that.
That's the most
important
thing.
And Veterans Day. Sorry.
Thank you to all the service members out there.
Thank you so much for your service.
He's coming down to see you, Lummy.
Oh, no, please, no.
I think he's going to get mad at me.
No, he's coming down to see Lummy.
Oh, is he?
Please don't. Although he's going to yoke you on the way back.
I know. Please, Lummy.
Lummy, I'm so very thankful for you. I'm on bended knee telling you how thankful I am for you because
in his knees hurt.
The Caviar Tacos GPS Bubba deal is officially been found and uploaded on our YouTube. I don't know when it gets released, but it's up there right now.
I'm so scared.
I really, really appreciate your hard work and your due diligence to make the BRN a better place. Thank you.
Oh, Christ.
Oh, my God. I was going to cry. He got on his knees, too.
And got back up.
I thought he was going to hit me. Give me a little, like, pew-pew. No.
Was that special and heartfelt enough?
Yes.
Aww.
I mean, seriously, I didn't want to rip you off and like just go, hey, Lummy, good job on the deal. Thanks.
I got teary-eyed.
He's going to cry like Kyle.
You still didn't look
cry
at me.
Cry like Kyle.
Is it true that you want to go to Enema camp?
Yes. I've been wanting to go for almost a decade.
Oh, my God.
Why?
because it just seems like it'd be such a good cleanse and relief.
It's Bubba, this gets worse and worse every day.
Literally, the crap out of your large intestine.
Do you know
that as
healthy as you eat, you probably have a pretty clean GI tract. Like you,
of course. I mean, for real. Why not make it cleaner? Let's do a deep clean.
For what?
Enema Adventures in Spa Samui. This guy I met in Thailand told me about this place that coined Enema Camp.
Say that again?
Yeah, and where?
This guy, when you were in Thailand, you met a guy?
I met a
guy. Between ping pong shows, you talked to some guy.
Yeah, his name is Eon.
All right, and what did he say?
He said there's this place on this island where you basically just drink liquids for a week, you do yoga, and then you get an enema once a day.
You can do that here at your apartment complex.
But I want to do it in paradise. I want to do it on a Thai island.
God, Bubba.
And he said that you can get different flavors, which sounded weird, but you can get different flavor enemas and stuff.
I will tell you this.
You can taste it.
When I dated Rebecca.
Oh, God.
Now, Rebecca had rheumatoid arthritis. And she was always trying to, you know, homeopathically help her rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
Not necessarily through, you know, pills and stuff like that, but... she had read, or her rheumatologist or something
like
that.
Right, through
said,
like herbs and
right,
stuff
that
like
if you got enemas frequently, professional enemas, that it would help, you know, detoxify your body and would help the rheumatoid arthritis. So she says to me, there's this place that gives professional enemas. Now, Blitz, you know where it was? It was
Madeira Beach.
No.
Oh. Oh.
Is if you're driving 275 north in Pinellas County.
Okay.
And you go over the Gandy exit, and then right before you get onto the bridge, you know that industrial complex to the right-hand side?
Oh, yeah, it's like L3 Communications
yes,
or something.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Within there.
Right before the dump.
Yes. That whole big area, they have these little individual businesses too, these little mom-and-pop stuff.
Yep.
So that's where this enema place was?
Hell yeah.
So I thought we were. So she's like, "Will you go with me and will you get one?" I'm like,
"Holding hands."
No, we're not holding hands. So I'm like, "Okay."
Take a couple's massage.
It's like, okay. So she goes in and gets her enema, and you know, you lay on this massage like table, and then there's this whole little machine that you're looking at that's like on, you know, and it's like got all these chambers and stuff.
Yeah,
in
these
it.
Clear tubes so you can see what's going on.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so,
do you have to prepare for it, or are they just
no, they just. But the thing about it is, I kept spitting out the tube.
Oh, your butthole?
Yeah,
Lummy.
Oh,
you cannot say that.
It's called rectum.
Oh, sorry.
Or anus.
I'm not a doctor.
It doesn't matter. We're still gonna get in trouble with you blurting that out.
Dummy.
Lummy the
dummy.
I just
got on my knee today and proclaimed how.
Can you take it back?
No,
please. I'll take it.
That's called your rectum or your anus.
My rectum or anus.
So they stick this little fairly, like about that big of an adapter there in your rectum. Mm. And then that's where they hook the tube onto. But this little adapter, you know, they put a little lubrication in and it goes blip.
Okay.
Well, most people, as soon as I did that, I'd spit it right back out. And she's like, sir, you got to stop. I'm like, I'm not trying to stop.
Right.
My body's
just a reaction.
So
yeah.
So she would stick it back in and I'd blip back out.
It's like when the doctor hits a thing on your knee.
Yeah. So I remember like Rebecca was so mad at me. She's like, you're doing this on purpose. I'm like, Rebecca, I'm not doing it on purpose. Well, the technician said, if you would just take a deep breath and just... I go, I took a deep breath, but then as soon as they zoinks fill it in there, I go, whoa, I can't help it. It's not natural to me. And so I would, we tried two times. We're literally, Blitz, I pull my pants down, get on your left side, curl up like with your legs, you know, like that.
Yeah, position.
And I was like, and I feel like my balls are hanging out and everything.
They probably were.
How much were you weighing at this point?
Like, you know, 260, 270,
nice.
Like, you know, where I am, probably within 20 or 30 pounds where I am now.
Nice.
But, you know, you're on your left side, and then you feel that little doohickey go in there, and you're like, woo, and then, so, and then the woman's like, well, I can hold it.
Were you stress farting at this point?
No, but I was stress lifing, Like, this whole thing's stressing me out. I don't have rheumatoid arthritis. I don't necessarily want to clean out my bowels.
Well,
we could go to enema camp. I'm down.
Now,
let's go.
I'm assuming enema camp is the same way, and I got to think that if you do too many enemas, your body...
Yeah, it's going to be bad for you.
Yeah, learns, you can go up to 9 days, it says.
Yeah, like...
It gets rid of all the good bacteria, I would think.
But not only that, but your body's like, why do I need to poop? I have this thing that makes me poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it sounds like you're not eating nothing. Like, they'll give you broth and tea and stuff.
Oh, broth.
Well, it's calories.
9 days of broth, Bubba. How does that sound?
I would be thrown out of enema camp for trying to sneak in some candy bars and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they
look at
like,
the tube like, what the hell is this? You're supposed to be eating broth. And you're like, those are Cheez-Its.
Those are real food.
Extra toast.
Ketchup on it.
Yeah.
Cheez-Its floating by the chambers.
Sir, you got a lot of orange in your stool. You've been eating chicken broth for 3 days. You should just be straight chicken broth. I sneaked in some Cheez-Its and there goes a Snicker bar too. Well, look at that baby Ruth.
All the peanuts.
Did you dead giveaway?
Corn. You got corns on the cob, too? Yes!
Corns
on the cob, baby roof peanuts, and Cheez-Its. Screw your chicken broth. Who wants to eat chicken broth?
Yeah.
Right.
Corns on the cobs.
What about, that's a great rib before you go to an enema place. Eat peanuts, corn, like all the stuff just comes out.
Yeah.
They don't care.
Yeah, man, you ever notice?
You're paying for it.
Corns on the cob, it always, no matter how.
Yeah, why bother even eating it?
Yeah, you know, like.
You know how much you,
no matter,
no matter
how
just
how
cut
much
it off
you,
the cob and throw it in a toilet bowl.
I think corns on the cob go in your stomach and then it like, they get it just get back together. It comes in mashed and chewed, then it just finds some of its friends and forms into kernels
together,
again.
Yeah.
It's I mean, it might be one of the ninth wonder of the world is corns on the cob, how it'd be able to reinvent itself while it's been smashed in your gullet.
Yep.
If I really bought you a gift certificate to go to enema camp, would you really go?
Yeah, I'd go for probably 3 days. I don't want to do 9.
Why don't you just do it? Like, why don't you just go to that same joint that Becky did? I mean,
just get
down by the dump.
Eat clean and go get.
I always eat clean pretty much.
I guarantee you could Google, like, enema play.
Yeah,
you
there's dirt around.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. I just wanted to do, like, a fully.
There's Groupons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, you can give yourself an enema.
Yeah, I'd like someone else to do it for me.
You want me to do it for you?
No.
I would.
He's trained.
But I want the experience of enema camp where
hurts,
you're like,
though.
Where
it
you're
hurts
like fully
when
immersed.
When you're holding on, it's like Braveheart. Hold. Because the longer you hold your enema, the more the soapy-like substance gets into your stuff, right?
Mm. Yeah.
The longer you hold it. You just don't squirt it in and let it right out. You're supposed to hold it, right?
But then the relief is probably better when it comes out.
Yeah, but I think the longer you hold, the more the soapy solution gets into the percolation.
Yeah.
Man, like a geyser.
That sounds fun. And the guy
sounds real messy.
The
and guy that, like something I would not want to do.
The guy that told me about it said that he did it for a week, for 7 days, and he said even on the seventh day with zero food, he had zero food, there was still stuff coming out on the seventh day. And I was like, oh yeah. And then me and my friend were like, enema camp, let's go. But we never went. Ran out of time and money. So
wow, that sounds like a real party.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody get me Gabby on the phone immediately.
No!
We had a guy. In our hometown, his name was Henry Ford. I'm not kidding you. His name was Henry Ford, and he was going to be a three-timer. He won state as a sophomore, and Danny, we didn't have classes back then. Like, if you won state, you were the state champion.
There was like 1A, 2A, 16A, 15A?
No.
Okay.
So, like, if you were the Indiana, 157 state champion, there's no other human being in the state that can say that. Because there's not, 1A. Now they have, like, 4 or 5 different classes.
Yes.
So we had a guy named Henry Ford, and he won state, but he was from the wrong side of the tracks.
Oh no!
So the coach took him under his wing. It's almost like a
Tyson thing.
No, it's almost like it can almost be a documentary in the fact that like Henry Ford grew up in Warsaw, Indiana. His mom, I think his dad was in jail. His mom was like not a real. Reputable woman in town, and he was just straight white trash, but he was an unbelievable wrestler. Like he didn't have any, his dad didn't participate in his life. So, you can get start wrestling pretty young. So his mom like once since he was 5 or 6, would just take him down to the boys club or the YMCA, and when there was, you know, open wrestling night, and he'd just wrestle, right? Well, it gets to be he's like the baddest wrestler ever. Wynn State at, now Dan, listen to these weights. As a sophomore, Wynn State like at 47.
Jesus.
As a junior, Wynn State's like at 55. And so he's a two-timer. He was going to go on and be a three-timer, definitely. And he robbed a convenience store his senior year. Robbed a convenience store his senior year.
Brilliant.
Little Wilbur's afterbirth, 1,000 bits.
And got caught smoking cigarettes.
Oh.
Like, if you get caught smoking cigarettes, they would throw you off the team.
Hmm. Yep.
For, you know, like, that was really a bad thing if you got caught smoking cigarettes.
Did you have to be the exact same weight as your opponent, like, during weigh-in?
No, you just had to be under that level. So if it was 185, if you were 184 and three quarters or 180, it didn't matter.
Right. I see.
You'd have some guys, you'd be like, you know, 181, 182. Okay. They didn't have to worry about it.
Okay.
Because they were such studs. So anyway, you guys, back to my being so stupid when I was a sophomore. Jeff, my stepdad, was my tutor. There was a friend that knew this guy named Jeff Edmond. He just graduated from Michigan State. Young kid in town. My mom's got two kids, me, dumb Bubba, 10th grader. Tara was probably in 5th grade at the time. My mom's going through a divorce with Kong, my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, you know, super smart, kind of a nerd. And he pretty much gets me to pass math. I think it was well, they got trigonometry, algebra.
She says algebra.
Algebra, yeah. Algebra's stupid.
Yeah.
It sucks.
I mean, Dan, you're a doctor and a lawyer. Do you use algebra?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh.
I know how this conversation
is. Actually, algebra is the only part of math that really is functional and helpful.
Okay, whatever. Well, I didn't think so back then.
You know, that and a little bit of, like, you know, surface area, perimeter, circumference, those things. You have to figure out sometimes.
Stuff Big Red and Iggy can figure out for me. I don't need any of that nonsense.
Jeff, if you get my little Bubba to pass math, I'll
So my mom's like 11 years older than this dude, and he's
like 24, I think, at the time.
Yeah, and she's like
35.
Yeah, wow. She's all cooged out with a nice daughter and a stupid son.
She's like Forrest Gump's dad.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Forrest Gump's mom. Yeah, like just trying to help him get the braces.
My mom had to spread in order. You know, she's like, Jeff, I can't pay you for algebra, but I can give you some of this cougar sniz. He took the cougar sniz, and he never looked back since.
He took the bait.
So, yeah, so then my mom gets divorced from my dad, and she ends up marrying Jeff on my dad's birthday.
Nice.
What a dick move.
Great move.
So, anyway, they talked about that, right? I don't need to talk about it now, because I think you guys probably got into it in detail, did you not?
We did, yes.
Did you talk about, you know, like... They drank too much, and she ended up, you know, giving him a oral.
Oh, we didn't cover that.
Should have.
You can tell us the story now.
She said that you all went to your dad's birthday party, and your dad wasn't there.
Your dad had a birthday party without
him
being
there?
Yeah,
he had a birthday party. I guess someone threw him a birthday party, and he didn't show up because I guess he was banging some whore in Pennsylvania or something.
Nice.
And then they ran out of gin, and Jeff was like, I got gin.
And you wonder why I turned out the way I did.
Yeah.
I was at my dad's birthday party, who was 4 states away banging a chick in Pennsylvania. My mom then met up with the guy that's tutoring me. They ran out of gin. They went back to his place. And
it was across the street.
Which was across the street, and we're gone for an hour and a half.
That's where the first thing happened.
That's where the first thing happened.
Yeah.
While we were at my dad's birthday party, who was 4 states
away.
Was
not in attendance.
Blasting a chick. Yeah. And you wonder why I've done some of the, you know, things I've done.
It really explains a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it does.
So was your house hosting the birthday party? Who was holding a birthday party for your dad who wasn't there?
It was his dad's friend or something.
It was Michael and Rusty McIntosh. And they were married, and they were friends of the family. And so they had, you know, Rusty and Michael threw a big party for my dad.
Was it a guy and a girl?
Rusty's a woman?
No, Rusty was a guy, and Michael was the woman.
Okay, do you understand why that's confusing?
Now, hold on. The Rusty and Michael, I could get it. That story? Whoa. He was, let me just tell you this, Dan, he was a clinical psychologist.
Nice.
And she was a lesbian.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah.
Because her name was Michael?
Well, no.
Michael?
The reason why her name was Michael is because her dad was the mayor of the city, Mike Hodges. And he was like one of those mayors, like that had been a mayor like for
ever
8 terms.
Yeah.
Like, so he was like, Mike Hodges was like, when you grow up in a small little town and the mayor is the mayor for 8 terms, he's like the king.
Yeah.
Right.
Like he turns into the king.
Right.
Like there's nobody would even run against him because like, well, this is Mike Hodges town.
Right.
Nobody can beat Mike Hodges. So Mike Hodges was her dad. Well, when you're the dad of a mayor of a small town. When you're the daughter of the mayor of a small town, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Because your dad runs the police department. It's a strong mayor. It's a strong mayor. So the mayor is in charge of the police department, is in charge of the street department, is in charge of the park department. So when you're the king.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if the mayor doesn't like the police chief, he brings his boys in.
Mm-hmm.
Dan, you're a police chief. Okay. And the mayor had like his own mayor car, but it had lights and siren and PA on it and everything, because you're the mayor. You can literally do whatever you want. Well, Michael was his daughter, which means she can do whatever she wants. So my mom ended up living with them because my mom's mom died when my mom was 15.
She said that.
And so my mom didn't have anywhere to go because her dad was kind of a dick and he was moving out of town because he had fell in love with another woman.
Oh, geez.
And so my mom wanted to finish high school in Warsaw, where she had started and had all her friends. So Michael Hodges was her best friend in high school. And like, you can just live with us. My dad says it's okay. So my mom was kind of raised in by the mayor as well. And Michael was the mayor's daughter. But she kind of liked girls. And you couldn't really like girls back in the 60s.
And she lived with your mom, or your mom lived with them.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I don't know what's really going on here. Janie Cakes will never really be honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Janie Cakes might have done some Lappy Lappy Smurf stuff with Michael.
Was this the chick she went cross country with or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay.
They did a trip together?
Trip together. So yeah. Michael was a lesbian, but in Warsaw, Indiana, Dan, you couldn't be a lesbian, so you had to get a beard. And Rusty was her beard.
Nice. Was he really effeminate?
He was very effeminate.
I knew it.
Did they stay together?
And they had a child together. They stayed together for a while, like maybe 15 or so years.
Okay.
Was she good looking?
No.
Oh.
Well, no, she was. She just was somewhat manly.
I gotcha.
And everybody knew the deal, but nobody said anything about the deal.
Because
she was Mike Hodges' daughter. Mike Hodges was Chevy killed.
Was it his only kid?
Yes. Oh. So the reason her name was Michael is because when Mike Hodges had a kid, he's like, I'm going to have me a boy, you know, like a boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to run the city. And he had a girl, and he was so pissed off, so he called her Michael.
But God made her a lesbian, so.
So she's sort of a boy.
Whatever. I think that Mike may have turned her into a lesbian because he wanted a boy so bad.
Right.
Boyed her out.
Boyed her out.
So that's the people that were having the party for my dad, but my dad comes up with this lame excuse last minute day of when you didn't have cell phones and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and calls my mom at the house and says, I'm stuck in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
I can't get home because there's a big snowstorm or some kind of bull crap.
Yeah,
but really he was in the Red Wolf Inn,
and it was 65 degrees out.
He blasted some cricket that he met at the swap meet.
Yeah, it's July.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, she got a little bit into that.
Oh, yeah. We got into a lot of stuff.
I need to. Next time you guys do Flapping Gaps, I need to. Is it Iggy's birthday?
Yeah. It is.
Happy birthday.
It is also Ocala Farrah-Fosse's birthday.
Even better.
OFF. Happy
nice
birthday.
Nice ass and big arms right there.
Right.
Ass and arms.
Hershey, Pennsylvania. It's the biggest old car swap meet every year. My dad's been going since 1968.
Hmm.
He doesn't miss it. It happens to be during his birthday, to like in October or something in Hershey, Pennsylvania. And my dad's been going there for years. That's where he was when we were supposed to be having his birthday party. Not to mention the time that I found Polaroids of him blasting a chick in Washington.
Where at?
Remember that?
On a pool table.
So you wonder why I'm so... You know.
Oh, I don't wonder why.
I mean, I come from that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're a byproduct somewhat of what you've seen.
Absolutely,
and done.
Your environment, especially how you.
I'm gonna start blaming them.
It's their fault, Bubba.
And Janie Cakes isn't near as pure as the wind-driven snow as she wants you to think she is.
She never claimed to be.
I think she was blasting a guy named Jay Berkey one time.
She was.
Jay Berkey, Monty Ganshorn.
Monty, for sure.
Stan Zachary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about, I mean, maybe that's
about not
all,
it.
Yeah.
That's all that you know.
What, all at the same time?
Oh, I think.
Jesus.
Oh.
I don't think my mom got around, but I think that she was a hot piece of ass in town.
Yeah. She's had like a little handful of guys that she would just rotate.
I think so. I probably should not be saying any of this.
Yeah, she's still sleeping.
Yeah, she'll be sleeping until, yeah, I mean, I could continue this nonsense for 12 more hours. And I mean,
just don't
or at least six
Facebook.
More hours. Yeah, don't put it on Facebook. You'll certainly get it.
Right.
And I don't even know that I can even ask Tara about it, because Tara will get mad that we're trying to make, you know, Janie Cakes looks like, you know, a little crazy. But she's a hell of a mom. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. That chicken noodle soup is to die for.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, and she said that it's not instant mashed potatoes. She does not make anything instant.
Oh.
She was sounds very like adamant
was,
about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sounds like she was upset about that.
She was a little upset about that.
It's a lot more work to make them out of, by hand.